brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm watching C-SPAN right now, House debate on scientific dictatorship, the micromanagement and taxation of every facet of your life. Those pushing it say $2,500 more a year. That's only the beginning. This is the mandate to control every facet of your life. I'm going to break down the bill, get into the Federal Reserve, the other attack fronts on our liberty, and take your phone calls. But let's turn up Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican Virginia, 6th District from C-SPAN, just randomly see what he's saying.
The most CO2-free emission that we have, and this bill does nothing to promote it. It stifles the ability of the people of this country to have the kind of competitiveness they need in the world to be able to get inexpensive sources of energy. So I strongly oppose this legislation. You know, we, Republicans and Democrats, offered over 200 amendments to try to improve this bill. They made in order one. In shutting down this democratic process, the Speaker of the House has taken away the voice of the American people. The simple truth behind this legislation is it raises taxes, kills jobs, and will lead to more government intrusion. It is estimated this bill will raise electricity rates 90%, gasoline prices 74%, natural gas prices 55%, and that's in addition to the expected rise in all of those sources of energy because this Congress for the last 2.5 years has refused to take up a real American energy plan to devote more to producing domestic sources of all of our traditional sources of energy and developing new sources. We support the effort for energy efficiency. We support the effort to promote new and alternative forms of energy. We do not support this kind of suicide for the American economy. I urge my colleagues to oppose this legislation.
Gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from California.
Madam Speaker, I want to yield now to the gentleman who had been the chairman of the Energy Subcommittee.
Waxman is the ugliest man on earth.
Last Congress, and who is
he looks like a caricature, like a demonic ferret.
Legislation that we worked off.
Like a minion of Satan. Literally, I never go off of people look or a book by its cover, but in this case, it fits. I mean,
a special concern about the
if I was an artist trying to create like a demonic character that kidnaps children, it'd be Henry Waxman. You know, hypothetically.
In this
I mean, just look at that demonic ferret, like some kind of blood-drinking bat or something. That's what it looks like, a vampire bat, how the vampire bat's nose, you know, their noses point straight up. They have those same kind of skull-face nose, like his nose has been chopped off, and the cartilage is kind of swollen and sticking out the front. They just took Bat Boy down off the screen. Makes me want to throw up every time I look at him. The guy that wants to rape our economy, end America. This is the end of the republic. This allows the bureaucrats to take over whatever they want and selectively do it. And I'm sick of these criminals. Let's hear what Representative Rick Botcher has to say.
Unleash investments in clean energy technologies that will create millions of new American jobs.
Turn him off. It's always the same. It creates millions of jobs, yes, that you control. That your people control. Like money's being given to Al Gore to build his new car company? That little criminal that says he invented the internet? I mean, I've had it with you people trying to have managed economies that you sit over. You're nothing but looting parasites, you little bastard. All right, see, I probably shouldn't be on air today, folks. I'm trying to get control. Maybe you guys should take those guys, like their audio's fine. Maybe I shouldn't be seeing the screen. Because looking at these guys getting off in their little suits, their little outfits, and loving deceiving people, and just the weak little smiley piggy faces they always have. They're just little cowardly pieces of garbage. I'm going to try to settle down. We got Bob Chapman come on, talk about the global warming takeover. A bunch of other bills. In fact, my pocket constitution's not in here. I want to read Clause 5, 6, 7, 8 right through about the Federal Reserve saying Congress has no authority to regulate currency and credit. That's what it's expressly supposed to do, you lying piece of trash, Bernanke. You piece of filth. You piece of garbage.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones in this hour. We're about to go to Bob Chapman. We'll talk some about the economy, but mainly the incredible activities of the Federal Reserve, big new developments there. Congress is not allowed to read the 1300 to 1600 page. They won't let anybody see the final version. It's being written. 3 hours of debate began 20 minutes ago, so they're only going to allow 3 hours of debate on an unread bill with hundreds of pages being added as we speak. It'll probably end up being 800 pages. That's normally how they operate. So they'll be writing it as they pass it. And then they know nobody's read it. They've also been caught slipping in and after it passes. Because nobody's read it. Why not? Just total criminality. It's like the Texas legislature. In fact, guys, cue up the video. It'll be on YouTube. Texas legislators vote more than once. It's a felony, but they just do it. They just sit there voting repeatedly and voting for others, and they just do it on camera and say, yeah, it's criminal, but we do it. If you don't like it, we'll have SWAT teams come slaughter you. Because we rule you now. Government is nothing but a giant stealing machine, and they want to take your private property. They're going to do it with the Wetlands, Clean Water Restoration Act, all water, puddles, wells, underground water. They own all property in the U.S., total federalization, take over whatever they want. I already watched them with this model, still 20-plus thousand acres from people, and from 94 to 2000 here, just where I live. The American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, they're baiting and switching with two bill numbers now, H.R. 2998. H.R. 2998 is the one they added hundreds of pages to now. It was another bill number, so they're engaging in every form of trick, every form of legislative maneuver and manipulation of deception. The main switchboard for the Senate and the House is busy. You want to go to Campaign to Liberty. In fact, they've got a good list. Go to Campaign to Liberty, Ron Paul's site, guys. Guys, go to Campaign for Liberty and just print me the numbers they've got, because every number we give out is good at first and then gets busy. 800-833-6354, 800-833-6354. Call. They're supposed to vote at 6 to 7 in that hour. So 6 to 7 Eastern. That's 5 to 6 Central. That's what? 3 to 4 Pacific. 4 to 5 Mountain. These criminals. It's coming out that Bernanke ordered people fired. Ordered people to do criminal buys with Bank of America. Ordered people to do. I mean, it's just, they're a bunch of criminals. Then he lied about it. That's coming out. And I know I'm hyperventilating and frothing because this is the greatest level of tyranny we've ever seen. And I've become so accustomed to it that I've been fighting it the last few months, but mentioning the bill a bit. But then it snuck up on me, and now here it is. And nobody's talking about that. They're talking about Michael Jackson, who I'm going to talk about next hour, and the sickness of society. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. The 200-page version we saw on Monday of this bill was bad enough. Total takeover of any facet of society, any business, all carbon to be regulated and taxed by the feds, and much of the carbon trading and carbon tax to be paid to private IMF World Bank Consortium. I mean, this is total bondage, total new form of government. Just absolutely, Hitler didn't think of something this bad. Stalin and Mao didn't. This is just off the charts eugenics taking over. Bob Chapman.
Well, you certainly have covered it. I think the attack on the House is where we should go with this right now, and getting those numbers because of the busy signals is important to just rain down on these people, because you do have a section of Democrats there who are in still in industrial areas that you might be able to corral. The bill will probably cost about $1 trillion a year in taxes, and will probably lose about 5 million jobs. And how I know that is this has been tried and used in Spain over the last several years. And a report was just written on it. I don't happen to have it in front of me. And Spain said all of the jobs made from energy saving were lost, with the exception of a handful. And they lost millions of jobs because they did that. And this is what the plan that is being voted on was based upon. And as you said, they're throwing in everything but the kitchen sink to add to this bill. I mean, they're adding as the debate goes on, and there will be nobody who has read this bill, because it's impossible. I mean, it hasn't been completed, and they're voting on it. And as you say, Alex, it's a ramrod special.
It is. I'm just speechless. This is a post-industrial world that Club of Rome, Bilderberg have called for. I was poking around a few days ago and found published speeches by David Rockefeller, published by him. I mean, this is direct from their sources, when he was in the 60s saying how they would have globalization where no nation was self-sufficient, where only the internationalists could control nations by making everyone interdependent, and how they would use environmentalism and global taxation and global regulatory systems to do it. And this is their plan on record. And all these foolish yuppies and people that want to feel good and feel like they're part of a team and the government's good, this has nothing to do with the environment. All the toxic waste dumping continues in the water, all the unchecked genetic engineering, the GMO crops, all the real threats to life on this planet. And it's just a cynical joke on taxing all carbon that's part of the life cycle. Sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen. And they brag what idiots we are that they're laughing that they're going to tax all carbon. I mean, this is unbelievable. And just 2 years ago, I made Endgame, and people would send me emails going, there's no plan for a global tax. There's just global warming laws. even when Al Gore said it was a global tax. Now they admit it's a tax. But then you tune into C-SPAN, the Democratic congressmen are saying, no, this is going to make jobs. It's a complete lie, Bob.
It certainly is. And, you know, about the same time in the late 60s, in the formation of the Trilateral Commission by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski, he also said that the way we're going to go about this, and he described what we know today is free trade and globalization. And I read what he had written. In fact, I think it appeared in Foreign Affairs, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's where it's from. That son of a bitch. I'm sorry. I have children. I live here. These are criminals, Bob. How are you staying calm?
I guess it's because I have older children, not younger children, but I have.
It's just so, but Bob, to really know we're going into bondage to the disgusting pot-bellied bureaucrats, the control freaks, it's not even the elites. I'm worried about the elites, but I'm worried about all their minions on power trips because I'm worried that I won't be able to put up with them prodding me and poking me and inspecting me.
Well, I think what it's going to do is, with this passage, if in fact it passed, it's going to, if we don't get the auditing of the Federal Reserve Act 1207, you can may as well kiss it all goodbye, and you either get ready to fight in the streets or get out of the country, one or the other.
Yeah, let me just shut up. I interrupted you because I really am upset, folks. But what I'm upset by is everybody cares about Michael Jackson and not America going to a completely engineered society run by a bunch of eugenicists in a managed economy. It's very upset. You were trying to get into Rockefeller and Foreign Affairs, bragging how he was going to shut us down. And, folks, you think the devastation's bad in the economy now? This was just the beginning. Now, our liberty, our economy, our free market is like a fire that's burned down to almost nothing. It's about to go out, but we could rekindle it. Rockefeller and the New World Order, this carbon tax is nothing but a wet blanket over it, ensuring a sterile environment where we're economically destitute so they can have their way with us. It's financial change. So explain to people what's happening, Bob.
Well, it's hard to, in as much as you've covered so much of it. And it is what you say it is. And it'll probably grow from there. I mean, they've already ripped probably 80% of our industrial capacity out of the heart of the country, and now they're following up with a carbon tax. And you heard the man on the floor, one of the representatives, I forget his name, he was talking taxes of between 50 and 100% on all the things that we buy and we use. Now, if they were to get, just this is another dimension of this, if they were to get this health bill passed, that would add another 20% because they want to put in a VAT.
And you know it'll go up from there. They're just saying 20% to begin with. I mean, exactly. They're bum rushing us, Bob.
Well, if you add 20 and let's say another 10 and you're already in for 35, you're in for 65% taxation. I mean, I'm talking about the little guys who are in the 22% tax bracket. I mean, yeah. if you're making good money, you and your wife, and you're in, say, the 32% federal tax bracket, and then you add the state, if you do have that, most states do, and then add these two taxes, then you're probably up to 70, 75%. You know, there's an old adage in history, once a country pays, its citizens pay more than 50% in taxation, it's ripe for revolution.
Well, take the OECD, the Private Banking Consortium, for those that don't know, that did the Marshall Plan. They have stated they want world taxes at above 80%, 87%, they say, is their final goal. This is all on record. And you look at this, for somebody in a 40% tax rate, they're going to be right up at 80, Bob. And, but then all the real money is all offshore and allowed to not even pay any taxes.
That's right. Special set of rules for them.
Bastards. 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 Folks, if you know, just everybody, I want you to commit to defeat these people. Bob, let's come back and break down as an economist with the International Forecaster.com, as a historian. Well, where you see all this going, my God, then I'm going to get into the Federal Reserve. Stay with us.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
We are armed!
You guys are
armed! We have to stand up for the
professional, really? Why would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it away?
I got a message for the government. One 800 833 6354. The main switchboard. Call these criminals and tell them you're aware of what they're doing. Mainly Democrats.
I'm
see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, if I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
All right, that is Paris. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I'm going to try to shut up during this segment and get into the new Federal Reserve outrage in the next segment. That's a top story at Infowars.com. But continuing, this is not just us saying this. The UN, the rest of them, they admit that they're going to cut carbon by about 30% in the next 10 years and fade the rest of it in. But that's not even the issue. It's the regulatory power to selectively regulate whoever they want. You add that with a water grab bill or anything that has water above or below ground, that's the whole country has water underground, is under total federal jurisdiction, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution. I've read the bill on air. I mean, you cannot make up the magnitude. The health care takeover, all these anti-free speech bills, all these anti-gun, forced inoculation bills, mainstream news saying, yeah, we're getting ready to forcibly inject you. Arkansas state health officials saying, yes, mandatory vaccines are the law. They're going to force you to do it. I got the audio coming up. I mean, Bob, it's Mayday level here.
Well, it certainly is. Wait till people find out that the gasoline prices are going to go up between 75 cents and a dollar a gallon. That ought to make them quite happy. Never mind all of the things that we've talked about. And you're going to see, because of the way this thing is structured, about at least 15% of the oil and refining companies are going to move out of the United States. And because of the tax that they're putting in place here for domestic producers, and no money will be invested in any further facilities in the United States in regard to the production of gasoline and byproducts.
And by the way, Bob, we told everybody back in the mid-1990s, you remember reading your newsletter then, that NAFTA and GATT was going to deindustrialize us. It has. Now, you're telling them, and the oil companies are already saying they're leaving, and it's going to happen, so I hope all of you enjoy losing your jobs. Go ahead.
Well, that's really the bottom line on it. You know, job losses. It again, as you pointed out earlier, is a method of bringing the United States and Europe and Canada financially and economically to their knees so that the people can be forced into accepting world government. This is the last and final move. And quite frankly, if this legislation is passed and we do not get 1207 and a bill behind it to do away with the Fed, plus if we do not get tariffs on goods and services, there is no other avenue for us legally to take in the United States. And we will have to take whatever action we think is necessary to change those things.
This is up against the wall. This is crunch time. This is everything we've talked about now coming to a head, entering the final phase. I mean, I just hope listeners understand that this, we're fighting for our lives right now, our financial lives, our liberty, our culture, our future. It's just hellish, Bob.
It certainly is. It's all of the things that we've been afraid of. In fact, the articles that you mentioned earlier on by Rockefeller, I used them as a model to write an article in 1967 for American Mercury warning people that this is what was going to happen and this is the route they were going to take. And unfortunately, it all has come true.
Now, here you are, Bob. Tell us about that article when we get back. Then we'll get into the head of the snake. the private Federal Reserve and how we can beat this, and take some phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Bob Chapman is our guest. Thank you for joining us today. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. His site's InternationalForecaster.com. Your call's coming up here in a few minutes. But I wanted to get into another subject other than the big bill before us to allow the government to take over every facet of society and everything involving carbon, all carbon gases, the complete life cycle on this planet, Terra Firma, third planet out on a standard number star system orbiting two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Yes, carbon on a carbon-based planet is evil. The plants breathe it. It must be banned. 800-833-2783. 800-833-6354. 800-833-6354 is the main switchboard number. It's busy off and on. Got a bunch of other numbers posted on the front page of Infowars.com. Backup numbers, alternative numbers, big giant banner right there in the middle of the page. You cannot miss it. Please, your calls do matter. But also call talk radio, call local news stations. You know, our alternative media power is getting to where we can cause a buzz. We can force stories out into the mainstream. We didn't have that before. But we still don't have what the big national media can do, even though they're dying. They can still, when somebody like Michael Jackson or Farrah Fawcett or Ed McMahon dies, they can hype that up and distract and cover up the news. Who cares about O.J. Simpson trying to steal back some of his own memorabilia at a Las Vegas hotel room compared to the rest of the world? Who cares about Michael Jackson dying? Who cares about Anna Nicole Smith from Mahia, Texas? I mean, it doesn't matter. This affects you. This affects your children. So, Bob, finish up with their master plan to destroy the economy, what this managed economy is about, getting full control of us so they can then carry out eugenics. That'll get you bankrupt so they can control you. And then I want to get into this incredible behavior of Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. We got Bob there?
Hello.
Okay, they didn't have you faded up. Sorry, go ahead, Bob.
You're going to have this tremendous increase in taxes if this bill is passed. You also have your industrial heartland ripped to pieces. It's sort of like this a giant ditch been dug right down the middle of the country vertically. And so they're going to pursue the economic and financial humbling of America. And that process has been underway for some time, and now we're seeing the fruits of it. And we're seeing the best Congress that money can buy laying down for anything that these one worlders want. And you can expect more of the same. In fact, I still can't figure out why 258 congressmen co-sponsored Ron Paul's bill. You keep on thinking, is it going to get out of committee? Maybe they know it's not going to. Or maybe they're going to change their votes. Or maybe the Fed really doesn't want to be around anymore. Maybe they want to turn everything over to the IMF. I mean, there's so many ifs here, you know, trying to figure out which way this is going to go. But no matter which way it goes, it's not going to be good unless we can cut them off at the pass in the House and the Senate. And by the looks of things, we're not doing so hot. I think the difference in the original vote was about 17 votes in order to allow debate. They weren't going to allow anything. And they were just going to shove it through without anybody even seeing the bill. It's incredible. It's just like a dictatorship. And so this is serious, serious, serious trouble. And I hope that all the people who are listening pass this information on about this cap and trade legislation. I did a lot of radio programs on this about over the last few months, and I never thought that it would get to this. I thought the whole thing would get shot down, which shows you the enormous power that these bankers and Wall Street and these other internationalist types have over our Congress.
Yeah, they're not moving on every front, as I said, bum rushing us. Because they don't intend to pass it all. They are going for broke on totally taking over health care, federalizing that, totally taking over all industry, all activity, human respiration, plant respiration, listing it as a toxic waste, carbon dioxide, plants breathe, humans exhale, the plankton breathe. They are passing the total Federal Reserve takeover of society, not just unlimited money, but unlimited financial power. It's just, it looks like they're going to pass the Cyberbullying Act. States are passing versions of it that says they arrest you, not even if somebody files a complaint. If the government says what you said could hurt someone's feelings, you're charged with a federal felony for your speech. I mean, Bob, this is all the 180 degrees, polar opposite of freedom.
And they're going to end up shutting all the churches down, too. And the synagogues.
Except for a few 501c3 openly run by FEMA clergy response teams.
Mm-hmm. People just don't, they don't understand what's being done to them. And, you know, thank goodness for your program. Because in a handful like it, the public would never know. I mean, you heard the speeches that were being made, how this was going to be so wonderful. And we know it's nothing but a terrible lie.
Yeah, all we hear is, oh, we're going to have a depression if you don't give us unlimited money in October, and then things get worse, and they won't say where the money went, and then, oh, pass the banker takeover bill completely, or everything will fall apart, or, oh, don't worry, the economy's going to be revived, we're going to put a giant tax on everything and selectively decide who can have businesses and federally fund Al Gore's new car company, and you'll pay your carbon taxes to a consortium run by Al Gore. I mean, they know this is going to shut things down, but when you watch CNN and everything else, they're saying help is on the way. This will rescue the economy. So the average yuppie out there thinks this is a stimulus package, this greenhouse gas tax. I mean, my God, Bob, this is, talk about false packaging.
Well, it is false packaging, and you get the diversions that you talk about that they play up, the deaths of three celebrities. One of whom I knew fairly well. And, it's so complicated for most people. If we weren't able to come on the air and simply describe what's going on, they wouldn't understand at all.
Hey, separately,
I bet you 75% of Americans, maybe as much as 90%, have never heard of cap and trade.
Well, they're going to find out, aren't they, Bob?
Unfortunately, yes. I don't know what people are going to do as they lose their jobs. They'll lose their homes. They'll lose their vehicles. They'll become street people. They'll end up in internment camps. And you talked about eugenics, which I've studied very deeply. I had a library going back into the early 1800s. Which I gave away to UCLA and USC some years ago because I was the only one who wanted to read this stuff. And that's when eugenics were in modern times really born, during the 1800s. And it is their goal to decide who is going to get married, who is going to be allowed to breed, how many children you can have, and then they will be tested to see what vocations that they will follow, and they will be put in appropriate government-run schools to do that. And the husband may work in New York, and the wife may work in Los Angeles, and the children may go to school in Illinois in a government school.
The only way government... Go ahead.
They'll get together once a year for breeding purposes if they're allowed to.
And this is all stated on record. And for those that don't know, I've heard NPR, National Petroleum Radio, many times. That's a joke. It's National Public Radio, but it's funded by the foundations posing as liberals. I've listened to eugenics radio, and they brag over the years. My wife, because it is, you know, better than a lot of talk radio, at least it's smooth and has a news background, so she listens to it while she cooks dinner every night for now 8 years. And, I hear him every week or two bragging, oh, this globalization will teach us not to live so well and not be so greedy, and it will humble us. And they snicker and laugh. They, even the minions of this, are like priesthood acolytes who enjoy the destruction of the republic, because the only way the parasites can run everything is to bring it down and bankrupt everybody. And they know that they'll be in power in the new controlled paradigm, and they'll get the women, and they'll get the houses, and they'll get the new wealth. It's a system for criminal, parasite, chicken neck, power-tripping scum.
And that's exactly what it's been. And civilizations have tried this over and over again. And some partially successful, but overall almost totally unsuccessful. And so this is big for them. And we've got to stop them. And we've got to try that in the House and in the Senate. And if it doesn't work, then we're going to have no alternative. And there's going to be so many people unemployed. You know, we're looking at 20.4% right now. John Williams has it at 20.8%. And we're looking easily a year and a half to two from now at 35%. This is all part of this syndrome that's being deliberately created, although I know they are concerned about it getting out of control, because they fear it might and might be in the process of doing so. The public is catching on because of your program and others as well. And I think the people are going to come to a realization that the only thing that they can do is overthrow the government. They're not going to have any choice.
But, Bob, next we make this point. That's why NORTHCOM's set up. That's why they have, that's why we know it's premeditated, not just their own documents, but all of what they've developed. They've got the youth brigades. They're saying the FEMA centers, as we predicted, will be your job centers, but you will be locked up at night because we can't have crime. And people will be begging to be let into these. They set up an economic implosion they design to force you into their arms. Then only the government stipend, only the government national ID with your credits can pay you. And then the government, you can only use those cards at certain government-approved facilities, which are also owned by the private people that own the government and run the government. So they make the profits off of vertically integrating our economy and converting it from a free market laissez-faire mega engine of liberty and wealth into a control freak amalgamation of kind of a Soviet slash fascist model with a fascist corporate combine sitting on top of the drive shaft, you know, down into the subway mass. And it's just all integrated. The whole society is being integrated into their controlled paradigm, and they brainwash the general public to go along with this, and then they'll pose in the next phase as, oh, look, we got to have a total government takeover because it'll provide the jobs now. And it's just, and then they're going to use class warfare envy with a giant mass of blue collar and yuppies that lost their money. The yuppies will then go join more devilish corps of enforcers to be able to get their wealth back. They'll now murk as social workers and everything else to really squeeze us. It's going to just completely blow up and be a giant bloodbath. I mean, look, people aren't going to put up with it. None of us who are real men and have actually seen a little bit of violence want this, believe me, but just we cannot have chicken necks urinating all over our backs.
Well, I'll tell you this. If these people, if it comes to that, if these people think they're going to get away, they're mistaken. They are not going to get away. So this is going to be a fight to the very end. And we may lose half the population in the world. It could be involved even with nuclear war. But it's going to happen.
But, you know, so many times with a bully or a control freak or a thug, they think they're going to win. They got hubris until you finally start swinging back and don't stop. And they're just going to go ahead and push it right over the edge. It's just unbelievable, Bob.
Well, you're right about that. They are going for all the marbles. And they're not going to get them, but we're going to have to pay a heck of a price to keep a semblance of freedom and perhaps total freedom after that. But it's not going to be good. What is this exercise they're having in July in the United States with foreign troops? Of course, we've had foreign troops here for many years, and they even have bases here in the United States, but they're having those maneuvers, and that's just a prelude to bringing foreign troops in. And, of course, that's a two-edged sword. You know, let's say Argentina decides to send 100,000 troops in to help the U.S. government quell the wild beasts that inhabit the country. And once those people are on planes traveling to the United States, the government in Argentina is going to get overthrown. I mean, they don't get it. They're not going to be able to win that battle.
Well, for those that don't know...
Any foreign troop that comes in the United States, they are toast. I mean, they will be the number one target, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, that's throwing the gauntlet down. For those that don't know, it's official policy. You know, Baltimore News, Toronto Star, Mexican and Canadian troops will be used here. Then, what, 2 months ago, they had a drill in Florida with troops from 11 Latin American nations to assist the U.S. during a terror attack, doing beach landing drills. And Colonel Craig Roberts, his nephew, was at West Point. And the general came through, former General Wesley Clark. No one was Clark. It was the former drug czar, McCaffrey, and said, we're going to use foreign troops to quell Americans. And now it's mainstream news, and they're having Arden Sentry and these others, and it says troops from 10 other nations on the ground in the U.S. practicing putting down insurrection. And the Army Times admits it. I mean, Bob, this is out in the open.
That's fine. They're not going to go home, I'll tell you that.
Well, they're just going to acclimate us, though. Oh, look, the Chilean troops are here to help at a car wrecker, help with a soup kitchen. You know, remember the Mexican troops at Katrina with a soup kitchen? It's all part of PR.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
I said I'd take calls for Bob Chapman, but we just ran out of time. So Mark, Stuart, Craig, Jim, Regina, Tim, Dave, I'm going to just get to all your calls when we start the next hour. We'll start the PrisonPlanet.tv transmission today with your phone calls. And then I'm going to get into other huge news of the day, like the private Federal Reserve. But I want to ask Bob about this before he leaves us so we can get his take on it, and then I'll cover it more coming up in the next hour. He's getting questioned yesterday before the House Banking Committee, and Ron Paul couldn't be there for some reason. Neither could Kucinich and others that ask pretty good questions. But it gets brought up that Congress investigate the Fed, and the Federal Reserve says, well, that'd be a takeover, a hijacking, like a coup d'etat by Congress. And also it would make the economy collapse. So financial terrorism, if you do this, everything will collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw that, we played it on Jason's show last night, I instantly called Aaron, and he posted the video and a quick article we wrote together. And it's up on Infowars.com right now. Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution states, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and to fix the standard of weights and measures. That's Article 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in Congress of the United States, which shall consist of all Senate and House representatives. And it goes on to say, they're the sole power of this, of coining, issuing money, banking, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiters the securities and current coin of the United States. That means, in a real world, they would arrest the Federal Reserve. To constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court. So they set up the courts. To define and punish pirates and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the law of nations. So they should arrest the Federal Reserve on that. To declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisals, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. Congress runs the president and everybody else, but they're told by the private Fed to sit down and shut up. In closing, Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, how asinine is it to have Bernanke get up there and say Congress cannot be involved in any way in the issuance and control of currency and credit?
Well, it's a outright, as you just expressed via the Constitution, an outright lie. And it's another one of their threats. Bernanke lied when he was up there yesterday. Everybody knows it. And hopefully that will tell upon taking the bill out of the committee onto the House floor. In tomorrow's issue, and also a week from tomorrow, and that issue, I'll have a lot about the Federal Reserve. But what they're trying to give to the Fed here, which is ridiculous, is for the Fed to regulate everything in finance in the United States and be in partnership with Europe, for starters, in regulating all of the things that are done financially.
Yeah, global.
And right. And it's just nothing but a dictatorial power move right in the middle of a time when they're being attacked and people want to investigate them. And it is, you know, if people could only understand, you know, I could only spend so much time in the air, but if people could only understand what these people are doing to them. I mean, we just went through this cap and trade thing, and now we're onto the Fed thing, and these are monstrous things that are being done to the American people. I mean, right now, between now and September the 30th, the Fed is going to buy in the market from money made up out of thin air $3 trillion worth of U.S. Treasuries, agency securities, and toxic waste. I mean, inflation's got to go absolutely ballistic.
And our tax money's paying for all that. Bob Chapman, we'll see you next Friday, internationalforecaster.com. Have a great weekend. Godspeed.
Thank you. Same to you, Alex. Bye-bye.
You bet. My website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.